here.
Everybody that loves the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
I could just about stop, call recess, and shout for half an hour. Oh, y'all help me better than that now. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Let the stormy wind blow. Let it sweep through. I'm anchored in another world. That's where y'all nearly lost me right there. Amen. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. And we got an assurance today, Hebrews 6. That's a funny place people go to lose their salvation. It says full assurance. But, beloved, we're persuaded better things of you. And we got a forerunner, which has already entered. And we got 2,000 year worth of the body of Christ done went in. And we'll be heading in shortly. I'm telling you, I'm about to stop and shout half an hour. I know Brother Lawson likes it, so I don't really mind what none of the rest of you think. Proud of my son, Preston. One summer ago, June last summer, the Lord called him to preach. He graduated high school, Brother Lawson, and then in May, and God, well, his testimony, the Lord had been dealing with him off and on for about a year, and he got real clarity. He spent a week at Bible camp, and that was his words. He got clarity. Amen. Didn't tell nobody for 2 or 3 days until he got home and called me and Jennifer in the living room and sat us down. Said, I want y'all to be the first to know that I've accepted the call to be a preacher. Hot honey and warm oil filled the house. Come on now. He called his preaching grandpa, Papa. He called him, and that's when it got messed up. They, woo! Papa lost his composure, and he did too. And squalled and ugly face cried. Some of y'all done picked up on this silly little charismatic worship. You ain't worshiping till you ugly face cried. Mascara running down your chin. You and your little silly helium air. Hallelujah. Dear time. Pastor, what are we going to do with that outfit? Little charismatic, effeminate, homosexual little outfit. Old timey Holy Ghost. Men roar like an angry bear and women shout like a Comanche Indian. They'll scare that flaky outfit to death. Y'all help me now.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. We might just shout for half an hour. We sang 45 minutes. I meant to tell y'all, I charge extra for concerts. I'm not going to settle that bill. Hallelujah. Amen. Anchored my soul in the haven of rest. Let the stormy wind blow. I ain't scared of China, Russia, Democrats, Biden, virus. I ain't scared of a thing. Y'all ain't read 2 Thessalonians 2. You skip the first verse and worried about the rest. First verse said, I write that you be not soon shaken or troubled. Help me right there. Antichrist can't touch me. You can't take the mark of the beast till you're in the tribulation, and we ain't going to be in the tribulation. Y'all help me with that right there. Amen. That's exactly right. Now, I understand there's a lot of conspiracies in this hour. Hell, Satan's always tried to take over. He tried to take over heaven and he's tried to take over humans. What are you rattled about? Have you been to Calvary? Have you not read the last book of the Bible? Don't you know how it's going to turn out? Well, I come by once or twice a year. I have to refresh Brother Lawson on his study notes. I listen to him on the YouTube. I can tell when he's getting shallow. I got to run back by here and drop his notes off. Hallelujah. I thank God for this flock. Well, I'm going to say that again. Thank God for this flock. Amen. What a joy it is in my life to have been a friend of y'all's under-shepherd. My. Amen. Oh, what a blessing. Listen. I was raised with men of God. I was raised around men of God. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick with the man of God. Amen. You better believe that. Hey, two ships went sailing one day in the middle of the book of Acts. You better watch what you do at halftime. Two ships went sailing. Paul was on one and a disgruntled bunch was on the other. Y'all don't look at me like that. Y'all read the book of Acts? Sonny, there was a spoiled nephew and a grumpy uncle on one. And old Dr. Mike Bagwell said, you never heard of Barnabas again. He's never mentioned in the scriptures again. You be careful you're on the right ship when two ships sail off. You never heard of one again but the other. Paul, God used him right on. We're at the end of this thing.
Yes, we are.
What about that storm, Brother Lawson, at the end of the book of Acts? We may come in on boards and broken pieces. Whew. But we're coming in. Reason I ain't announced my text yet, I still ain't decided whether we're going to shout or not. If about two or three of you get over your religion and get with me, I know I'd go ahead. Hallelujah. Yeah. I ain't scared. What I'm scared of is dead religion. I'm scared of, y'all want me to be specific? I'm scared of large, worldly Southern Baptist churches. I'm scared of dead, cold, empty, formal, independent Baptist churches. I'm scared of all these flake nut, contemporary honey nut Cheerios with too much honey. Can I get a witness right there? I'm scared of all Protestant religions. They're heading back to Rome. Help me now. I'm a hunting the church, the true church, the real church of the resurrected Son of God. Amen. I'm still making my mind up. Hallelujah. I wouldn't have said all that. Well, help yourself in not saying anything. See you down the road, you and your youngins. This generation up here quoting the Bible a while ago, they need to hear some old men of God that are upset about some things.
Amen.
That's exactly right. The same way our nation's been run over, the same way our churches be run over. We ain't got nobody standing up and saying anything. Yeah. These youngins got to hear it. I appreciate y'all praying for Preston. He's at the college over here. And we appreciate some of the good experiences and emphasis on foreign missions. But I told my boy, and y'all feel free to make clips of this and send it to anybody you want to. I told my boy, don't you let no Bible college, two things they'll take from you. A Bible college will take the Holy Ghost from you and take the King James Bible from you. A school can't make a preacher. And a school can't break a preacher. If a school can break a preacher, he'd need to be broken and shipped back to the junkyard. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm going to show you something. The number 300. People got tired of me asking for wristwatches all over America. They bought me a gold pocket watch. That's genuine, real, fake gold right there. Take your Bibles and go to Genesis 14:14. What a joy it is to always come by, be with Brother Lawson. Me and Jennifer coming here before God gave us children. I think 20 years now, preacher. I think 20. Something right like that. And thank God. Amen. Whew. I had a cancellation next week, starting tomorrow. And I want to encourage you. Last night, I scheduled to preach a youth meeting. Oh, about four or five churches got together. Trenton, Georgia, the foot of Sand Mountain, just 20 minutes from Chattanooga. We got together last night at 5 o'clock, and preacher, we broke out praying and weeping for 3 hours. And they said, come back, let's keep this going. I said, I can come back Monday. You know what I told them bunch of youngins? The South is a has-been. We done had God. Now we've entered into the abominations of knowing Him and not really being excited about Him. G. Campbell Morgan said lukewarmness is the worst form of blasphemy. Because lukewarmness says, God, I know You, but You don't excite me. Genesis 14:14. Y'all pray about that. We're going back tomorrow night. Carry on with that meeting. You're going to see right here, and when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. Y'all can be seated. Genesis 14:14. The Lord will let me talk about it a little bit. I want to talk about, I don't know what y'all need to title this. I usually don't bring a title. I bring a text, and I'm not really sure what all God's going to say, so I'm afraid to title it. I'm afraid that we'll try to limit God. There ain't nothing wrong with the title. I just don't ever have any. Hardly. But I see an outfit right here. There's big pictures of second coming in this Genesis 14. You got the kings of the east coming over. The first mention of war is in verse 2. The first mention of Hebrew, the Hebrew, is in verse 13. You got the kings of the east coming to the Middle East. That smell like the second coming to y'all? Y'all understand there's a war coming, going to blow your mind. I'll be saddled up on a white horse somewhere in the ranks behind the Son of God when that curtain rolls back. You better be ready. I'm ready for the second coming. I'll be in it. Beautiful layers in these scriptures of the second coming. And there's I'm gonna say some things and just expect y'all to run ahead of me. If you preach back to me, it preaches so much better. There's a carnal brother been taken captive right here, and a spiritual brother's got to go help him get deliverance. Does that ring a bell with anybody in this hour? Bunch of folk making Sodom their home, getting captured. Chapter 14, look at verse 10. And the vale of Siddim was full of slime pits. Y'all look back up here at me if you don't mind. Can I say something? We're living in the valley of Sodom. This was prophetic. We're living in the valley of Sodom, and you better believe it's full of slime pits. I want to stop and thank God I was hung up in one. But when I was in my horrible pit, a nail-scarred hand, a nail-pierced hand, reached down and pulled me out, set me on a rock, established my goings, put a new song in my mouth. Y'all need to shake that little spirit of depression off of some of you. You're getting that from CNN, Fox News, politics, too much talk radio, and too much YouTube. Help me right there. In the world you shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Thank God. Be of good cheer. What about that? Joy. Our brother sang. You can lock me up in a prison. Why are some of y'all fighting that so bad? Church started out embracing that business. Talk to me. They tried to get me in the early 90s. They said we'll all be in concentration camps by 96. There really was a militia group. Tried to get me and my church to dig a secret bunker under the fellowship hall and put machine guns and green beans in there. I said, if we can throw in some honey buns and moon pies, I might be open to this. But I know what we'll do if we get in that bunker. We're Baptists. We'll put them machine guns on each other and fight over the green beans. Nobody will even know we're all dead down in the bunker. Man told me, and he was one of the best men I had. It broke my heart that he got sidetracked. He was one of the best men I had. But, oh, Lord, he said, Bill and Hillary's going to lock us up by 96. I said, have you not read the book of Acts? Why are you fighting the prison ministry? And I said, by the way, you want me to go to your rallies. How come I can't get you to my prayer meetings? I said, you're going to get tore up over that. I said, how come I ain't ever seen you get tore up over hell and lost souls going to hell? You trying to save something? Yeah. Under government and civilizations and nations, they come and they go. Hell's going to be forever. Yeah. Don't tell me you're upset about other people and worried about things when you ain't never tried to get nobody out of hell. Y'all talk to me right there. Yeah. He was one of the best-hearted and best men I had, but he got sidetracked. He said, you're a coward. You won't fight. He said, you're a hireling. You're one of these rich Laodicean hirelings, and you won't fight. I said, well, you know, I'm fixing to fight, but I'm fixing to fight you. Well, I didn't say that, but I didn't really think it till a week later. I always get mad too late. I've won all the arguments I've ever had with people, but I've won them about a week later by myself. I got to have time to think, people. But I win them in my head, and that's enough. I'm satisfied. I won that argument. Huh? He said, you're a coward in the heart. I said, well, I don't think I'm either one. And I said, this is not 200 years ago, and we don't have any British people to shoot. I said, I'm not sure who the enemy is. Good, we'll shoot whoever you want. And, you know, folks, there was a time to fight. You better have enough discernment to know the season you're in. Ecclesiastes 3, there's a time to fight. Bible says there's a time of war and time of peace. You better know. Simon Peter tackled a whole outfit of Roman soldiers. He got one ear chopped off. Jesus put it back on. Apologized. There. He gets worked up. This one does. Here's your ear back. Simon, well, Acts 2 can't get here quick enough. And then what? The next chapter, a little girl has got him blaspheming. I don't even know Jesus. Wow. It shouldn't have been bipolar. It should have been bipeder. That's what we should have named that. I'll take on the Roman army. A little girl. I don't even know what you're talking about. I came back and told my bunker brother. But I told him, I said, I'll pray about it. I'll go seek the Lord's face. What I'm supposed to do about Bill Clinton. I said, I ain't praying over Hillary. I'm not even praying over that. I'm not even going to pray over that. Comes out of our hands. That's above our pray grade. Brother Lawson, I didn't even make it back to, I drove back to the parsonage. The only thing I made it in the house, I sat on the front porch. My Bible fell open to John 19. My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, then would my servants fight. I called him. I said, I love you, but no, we're not digging a bunker and I'm not shooting a Democrat. Not today, anyway. They get in my yard, it might be a different story, and the Lord will have to put somebody's ear back on. Oh, my. We better have wisdom for the season we're in. Told a man the other day, I said, you've got knowledge. You've got more knowledge than I do in this. I said, but I don't think you've got much wisdom what to do with your knowledge. Knowledge will mess you up quick if you don't have any wisdom to mix in there. Preacher, I had an old man of God. I was probably 22, 23, pastoring. We'd had a great New Year's meeting. And I had an old preacher come to my house the week after. Come in that parsonage, and he got on his hands and knees and said, I need you to lay hands on me. Now, he was 65. I was 22. I just got on the floor. I said, brother, I can't. You're my elder. You're a man of God. He said, young man, please listen to me. He said, I got a lot of knowledge, but not much wisdom what to do with it. He said, I need you to pray for me. He said, you're ready for the year, and I'm not. He said, I seen that at the meeting, and I want you to pray for me. And so I did. I laid hands on his head and prayed for him, and then I got under him and asked him to pray for me. Oh, see if the Lord will help me. It's 5 to 12. I'm going to preach till y'all get angry. Are we eating right there, preacher? Oh, the rest. Y'all are on your own. Y'all just do what you need to. Me and the preacher's going right there. Let me show y'all this. Let me try to show you this. Genesis 14:14. A little number study. Did it yesterday. Bible numbers. I got me a King James Bible. It adds up. You can count on it. Do you know you can't cross-reference these modern versions? Do you know you can't count things? They've changed it and rearranged it. You can count on God's Word. I love them Bible numbers. I study them just a little bit. I'm interested in this carnal brother that was taken captive, but I'm interested in this spiritual brother who was able to bring deliverance. Amen. Abram went and rescued him. Are y'all with me? I'm taking an hour and a half and chopping it down for y'all. Not too much. I don't want to offend God. I'm not worried about y'all. I don't want to offend God. I'll give it to you, right? But Abram, and it said he took, did you see it? 300. And 18. I've marveled at that number for years. 318 armed, trained, born in his own house, servants. We need some Christians that are armed. with the Ephesians 6 armor of God. We need some trained. Look at me wanting to chase a rabbit. We need some moms and dads to train their children, train up a child. We need some churches that are willing to be trained by the preacher and by the Word of God. Born in his own house. That deserves an hour of preaching. We got a lot of folks sitting in our steepled buildings across the South that's never been born again right in their own church. That's why you act like a goat. My sheep! And then there's no gray area. John 10, there's several absolutes. My sheep, they do this and this and this and this, and there's no gray area. You arguing, defending people is because they're not a sheep. The fact you're wanting to argue and defend them might mean you're not a sheep. Born in his own house. Pursued them unto Dan. You'd have to ask Brother Lawson for more details. But I know Dan is that one tribe, that adder, that viper by the way, and about to heal. And many a prophecy student, many of them have thought that the Antichrist was coming out of the tribe of Dan. And I don't know all that. After lunch, I'll tell y'all exactly what I believe about Dan. But there it is. Pursued them unto Dan. You better believe we're living in an hour of where the spirit of Antichrist and many Antichrist and the Antichrist somewhere probably around. I don't know if he knows it or not. I don't know if he knows. He's fixing to be. Is that what you think, Brother Lord? I don't know if he knows. He don't know right now. Well, he don't know. Thought I was thinking right. There it is. Brother, he's walking around somewhere right now in shoe leather, and there's so many things being set up by hell.
Yes, sir.
Right. We've got a lot of brethren across the country, and they're more worried about what hell's setting up. Can I remind you, we need to tell God's people what heaven is setting up.
Amen.
There's a big setup going on right now. Heaven's setting some things up. Satan came in the garden and said, with Adam and Eve, I've got them right where I want them now. God was 10 foot behind us. I've got him right where I want him. Satan came upon Calvary's hill and said, I've got him right where I want him. And God was behind him in the shadows. I've got all this right where I want it. And in a little while, the unholy Trinity be gathered around Jerusalem. And old Slewfoot will say, I got them right where I want them. And God in heaven with all of us. I got him right where I want him. Some of y'all need to plug in a little more onto what heaven is setting up. This is amazing. 318. Always one. 318 what? 5 kings from the east. There was 9 kingdoms. 10 kingdoms down there fighting. It's always amazed me. 318. It didn't say soldiers. It said servants. I need a little help right there. Some of y'all want to be a soldier. God wants you to be a servant. You say, well, soldiers is what we need to fight. You get a servant with God's sight on him, he'll whip 1,000 soldiers. Y'all ain't helping me. That amazed me, Brother Lawson. 318. Come down there and 10 kings are fighting and 318 servants whoop all of them. Isn't that something? 300. Marveled at it for years. And so the other day I thought I'd study it. Pulled my 9 preachers off the shelf. Bible numerology. 8 of them didn't touch it, preacher. Couldn't find 300 in the 8 of them. Not even Bollinger. Not even Velo. But one preacher dealt with 300. Let me give you this real quick. Four things. You ready? Four things. I'm going to give it to you, and then I'm going to preach whatever I'm supposed to. 300. We found it in the Bible. Now, these 318, and I was looking, Lord, what does this mean? 18 is the number of bondage. You go to, don't go right now, but go to Luke 13 sometime. You'll find the tower fell on 18 of them, and that woman had that spirit of infirmity 18 years. Go to Judges sometime, don't go right now. Chapter 3, chapter 10, and you'll see the words bondage and oppression for 18 years. Bondage and servitude, 18 years. Number 15 is the number of the, and this comes out of studying numbers in the Bible. It's not always a hard, fast rule, but generally speaking, it applies. 15 is the number of rest entering into Canaan. 16 is the number of the love of God. 17 is the Bible number for victory. I got me a sermon on number 17. It's a good one. I just keep adding every time I find number 17 in the Bible. I got two of them recently, preacher. I was in a meeting the other day, and a man preached on them boards in the tabernacle. They stacked them up on the side, the boards that made the walls. They were 17 foot, every one of them. I didn't know that. Found one yesterday looking for old number 18. And the old boy said, there are 17, I'm about to run. There are 17 mentions of angels in the Gospels and Acts. 17. 17 is the number of victory. But 18 is the number of bondage. And I thought, what about that? That fits right there. Lot was taken into captivity. The kings of the east was trying to take over the Middle East. What about that? You better believe that ought to give you a little second coming scent. Kings of the east. And here come. I said, Lord, what's that 300? Finally found one preacher, the latest book I got a man put out just 2 years ago. Four times. Y'all ready? I'm going to give you these four. I'm going to give them to you right now. 300. Oh, preacher, I love this one. In Genesis 5. Where do y'all want to shout when we do? The yard or the... Genesis 5:22, Enoch. Walked with God after he begat Methuselah. Said he walked with God 300 years. Woo! Number two, trying to keep my word. In Judges chapter 7, verse 6, Gideon. Y'all remember he had 32,000? Then what was it? 22,000, he said, if you don't want to fight, go home. They're like, yeah, you was reading our mind. Then it was 10,000. And then how they acted around the water. And he was left with 300 men that lapped the water, hand to their mouth, and left with 300. What do y'all think about that? And then, guess what? Noah's Ark. We thought it was in Turkey all these years. Turns out it was in Kentucky. I went over and seen it. Kentucky, right over there. It's been right near Cincinnati the whole time. How did we miss it, preacher? I'm relying on you for these sort of things. It's been in Kentucky the whole time. <laughs> 300 cubits, the base. Y'all ain't helping me. And then one more. And me and the preacher decide when we're hungry, and that's when I'm done. Now, y'all don't count. I'll be checking in with him. 1 Chronicles 11:11. The chief of David's mighty men. Name is Yasabim. Only reason I know that, I slipped out of Sunday school, went into my phone, and studied the old boy. I didn't know it at 10 o'clock. I knew it at 10:30. Couldn't find him, so I went to my smartphone. Yasabim. He was the chief of David's mighty men. And it said he slew 300 Egyptians with a spear, all by his lonesome. Glory to God. What do y'all think about that? I'm going to tell you what I think of that. I think we need some victors in this hour instead of a bunch of victims. I say we need some men that are living at the, and women that are living at the end of Romans chapter 8. Nay. In all these things. Y'all ain't helping me. We are more than conquerors. Through him that loves. It don't matter if you're being killed or slaughtered. What about that? Some of you bunker buddies, that's all you worried about, being killed or slaughtered. Them apostles rejoiced and leaped and shouted for joy when they were able to shed blood for Christ. Amen. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. We're killed all the day long. And Romans 8 lists 17 things that'll never separate you from the love of God. Amen. Count them for yourself. Help me quote them because I don't think I can do it. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or nakedness or peril or famine or sword. Nay, in all these things. Then he said, what much does that say? Nor any other creature. Height, depth, things present, things to come. I'm missing some of them. 17 things will never be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let the stormy winds blow. I've found an anchor for my soul. Amen. Lock me up in a prison. Deprive me of the food I eat. I'll still go free. I'm a citizen of another world. Amen. I want to do what I'm supposed to for our generation. I want to do what I'm supposed to for our nation. I want to do what I'm supposed to for our children. I want to do what I'm supposed to for our churches. The Lord will show us. I'm not talking about just sucking a lollipop and blowing a bubble. No, we're going to do what we're supposed to do and be what we're supposed to be. But honey, we're on the winning side. Either way, we're on the winning side. Let me comment on them four. Here's what we need. Comment on them quickly. Enoch. How are we going to be a part of this 300? God put 300 to overcome bondage. Lot. Carnality. Captivity. Here comes the eastern kings to take over the middle. How are you going to be a conqueror in that hour? Enoch. He had a godly walk. Talk to me. Gideon. He had godly weapons. Lord told him, send the army home and get rid of your arsenal. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The Midianites, more than the grasshoppers in the field. Lord said, we got down to 300. Let's split them up now. This is not West Point strategy, but this is heaven sent strategy. Blowing trumpets, broken vessels, and burning lamps. Y'all talk to me. God will whoop the enemy any way he wants to. When your head and shoulders king and his supposed to be miraculous army can't whip a giant, God will let a little teenage shepherd boy trot down in the field with a simple slingshot and kill a giant. Amen. Godly weapons, a godly walk. Noah and his ark. There's a godly way. You better get on the boat. Don't get on the one in Kentucky. It ain't going to do you no good. It is actually a replica in case somebody, you know. Yeah. You better get on that old ship of Zion.
Amen.
A godly way. And then old Jashobeam. 1 Chronicles 11:11. There's a godly warrior. I wrote down two things about old Jashobeam. Look what he did for his king. He was one of the three that went and got water out of the well of Bethlehem just because he heard his king was thirsty. Woo! Folks, we need some folk that will go to the well of Bethlehem, go to Christ's childhood and bring us what he grew up with. Look what he did for his kind.
He slew 300 Egyptians defending God's people. Y'all ain't helping me. Oh, I wish I was in that old dispensation sometime when you could just get some mighty men and wipe the place up. Talk to me. I've asked the Lord often. Now, you left that little Syrophoenician jump up in the dispensation. Can you let me step back for a minute? I got some situations to be dealing with. Oh, that's what we need, folk. Somebody better have a godly walk. Somebody better learn to rely on God's choice of weapons. You better get in the boat. You better do this God's way. There's only one way of escape, and that's getting in Christ. Amen. And we need some godly warriors. Preacher. Oh, I'm wanting to preach and wanting to sing and wanting to shout. Some of these young kids, they ain't heard some of the good songs. I love that old timey when the old timers used to sing, I was standing on the banks of the river. The old ship of Zion commanded a boat to be lowered. The captain saw me and drew me on board. But you know one I love, Preacher, Ship Ahoy.
Yes,
I'm not good enough to sing it. I'm not a good a singer as that is a good a song. There's some songs you need a good singer. Ship Ahoy, Ship Ahoy, and loudly I cried, Ship Ahoy. I don't remember the words. A good captain commanded a boat to be lowered. Something, something, I'm all aboard. Ship ahoy. My daddy pastored in Missouri. We're from Georgia. Clarify. Dad pastored in Missouri, and I was a little boy. In the middle, it was the 70s, but we lived in the 50s. Norman Rockwell, America. I was a paper boy with a little paper route, town of 1,100 farms. The German folk, the Dutch folk, Lutheran folk with sauerkraut, cabbage. And it was a little railroad town. And that little old train come through there and stopped. Half the men in Dad's church were railroad men. One of them was an engineer, and they'd wear them white and blue striped overalls, and all of them had them pocket watches on chain, real ones, Swiss to the second. Dad's song leader was a great old big fella named Duke. The Duke. The Duke of Missouri. He had big head, big ears, big mouth, big heart. Big body, big hands, and he'd sing that. Whew. Woo, I could hear it now. He'd stand up there and sing that thing. Yeah. Ship ahoy! His ears would go to flapping. Bald-headed. The guy finally got everybody on board in that last verse. Jesus saves! Jesus saves, shout and sing on your way. Jesus saves.
Amen.
You ain't got to know the verses to enjoy a song. Oh, preacher, we need some 300. We need some folk that is in that 318 group.
Yes.
Enoch's in that 300 group. He's just walking with God. He was not, for God took him. Folks, overwhelming odds, biblically and otherwise, is probably that we are probably going to be the generation of the saved church that's raptured. We're probably, Pastor was a little disappointed this morning that he's still here. We're probably right there at the end of the church age, and we're going to walk right on out of this thing one of these days. I'm trying to let him go, Pastor. I'm trying to let him go now, but I got news for you. He was not, for God took him.
Right.
Here in a little bit, y'all, the very instant we step on the other side, we're going to meet our loved ones in the air, and then we're going to the other side. Honey, it reverses switches. It goes from darkness to light. It goes from evil to righteousness. It goes from living with Satan to living with God. It goes from we're the ragtag minority to we are the supermajority. Just wait till we get over there. Wait till we get over there. Amen. I've been coming here, I think, 20 years, and I miss some of the old ones now. Some of them has done gone to heaven from out of here.
Yes,
I've been coming here long enough. Some of them done gone to heaven. And they'll meet us in the air. Amen. My old papa, overhaul wearing mountain preacher, hacked every three words. Amen. I got a text from a preacher in Kentucky last week, and he wrote hack every four words. He wrote it hack. Yes, sir. Amen. I like that. How you doing, Brother Dean? And he wrote hack. Everything good over here, and he wrote hack. He wrote hack, and I said, sir, you're on my list of heroes. Hack. I hacked back at him. I started hacking on my tag. Hack. One fella tried it, and I said, no, sir, you're a quack, not a hack. Don't be throwing out a hack if you're a quack. No, we know the difference. You quack, we hack. My old papa. He dug wells, raised gardens, circuit riding, pastored four churches at one time, that old-timey mountain way. Preached tent meetings before World War II. And youngins, don't pick up no bad habits, but now don't be doing that. Yeah, clean it out and set it down. Pray half an hour. He preached a message. I'm talking about the other side. Talking about the other side. He preached a message. Read the text, what John saw. When he saw what he saw. Write it down. Papa preached on what John didn't see. Said he didn't see no hospitals over there. Didn't see no cancer wards. Didn't see no bar rooms, didn't see no abused wives, didn't see no orphan children, didn't see no war. Papa preached on everything John didn't see, and he hacked every fourth word.
Yeah.
Whew. Amen. Son, don't ever let the Bible college over there make fun of a hack.
No.
They ever make fun of a hack, you start hacking. You get kicked out, Brother Lawson will take you in over here.
Amen.
Amen. Let them steal the hack that your papa gave us.
Yeah.
Old timey mountain. I talked to one of the men the other day, and I said, we're going to be up front. I said, sir, I preach in 30 churches in the Knoxville area. They're mountain Holy Ghost churches, and we believe in shouting, just so we're on the same page. I ain't got time to dance around with a bunch of Protestant acting outfit.
Amen.
I got news for you. We didn't come from the Roman Catholic. We came from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And that hack, because if we don't get it out, it's going to blow our spleen over on top of our gizzard. Liver will act up. That hack's either releasing steam or building up steam. I don't know what it is, but I'm for it. Hack. If y'all get any, preacher, if I never have texted you, I don't know if it's possible. But if I do, I'm going to hack. If I email you, I'm going to hack. When I call you, I'm going to hack. Amen. Is this Brother Lawson? Hack. This is Brother Dean. Hack. Amen.
A lot of folks are going to have no idea what we're talking about. They're going to put us in the quack category. But we're in the hack category.
I want our pianist to come, and I want you to play Amazing Grace. I want our pianist to come. Yeah, I want our pianist to come. That's what Papa talked about, Brother Lawson. What John didn't see. Didn't see no abortion clinics. He preached for an hour on everything that John didn't see. And them old-timey saints shouting all over them little country churches on what John didn't see. I got news for y'all. We're going to a land that is fairer than that. Amen. I'm anchored to a forerunner who's already entered in. Maybe tonight, Brother Lawson, I preach on them four. Enoch had that godly walk. It's the only way we're going to be on the winning side in this hour. We're fighting all the way down to Dan. Kings of the East trying to take over the Middle East. We need somebody with some godly weapons. Now, there's things in my truck and there's things in my house. And I told you, you come in the yard, this is going to be between you and God. Redneck. But at the end of the day, if God don't take care of us, it don't matter if you own a whole army. Amen. Godly weapons. We need some godly warriors who'll get a drink for their king. I'm going to say something to you, preacher. I'm going to say something to you right now. I don't want to wait until your funeral. You're probably going up. But if I'm at your funeral, I don't want to say it. I'm going to say it here. I appreciate you being a blessing to the Lord. To Jesus. I love Him. I know Him. I've served Him. And I love Him. And I'm His man in the moment. And I want to tell you on His behalf. Appreciate you loving Jesus. I appreciate you being a blessing to the Lord. It means a lot to the Lord that He's got a man He can count on. Not preaching in fear, not preaching in favor. If it's enemies you don't know or the best friends you do know, it don't matter what any of them think. I appreciate you being a blessing to the Lord. He loves you and He really likes you. Amen. I'd rather tell it to you than tell it to your relatives. So I'm telling it to you. Appreciate you being a blessing to the Lord. Hey, y'all, this thing's more real than some of you know. We're fixing to be on the other side. Until then, I want to be a godly warrior. And if my king wants a drink from the well, I want to bring him a cup. Didn't he say if you bring a cup, if you give a cup, you get a prophet? What if you bring a cup to Jesus? Wow. Bring Him a cup. Woo! Hallelujah. We're getting over into lunchtime now. But I got news for you. We're really in crunch time. We're in crunch time. Dinner will taste good at 3. We need the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all want to come pray? Some of you need to come and thank Him. You sat back there like a Roman Catholic Protestant a lot of years and hadn't ever come and thanked Him. You ought to come thank Him. Some of you need to come ask Him. You really need some help. Some of you are facing some things unbelievable. You can ask the Lord. You can ask the Lord for help. Some of you need to come confess your sins. It's been a while since you've done that. You ought to come confess your sins. Amen. Some of you ought to come pray for your children and your grandchildren. It'd be a good morning to pray for your children and grandchildren. Oh, my. Rest of y'all stand with your heads bowed. These are praying. Just play on, son. Glory. Oh, my.
praying on your knees, they'll never wasted time. You can talk too much, sing too much, preach too much, but you cannot pray too much. Amen. Amen. These good folk down here praying, talking to the Lord, that brings the right spirit into your church. He brought the right spirit with him in here this morning. The Holy Ghost let us know before he even got up. Folks, I don't know of anything deader than dead religion. I think a lot of folks are in shock, if you don't know the truth about it, at how bad it's gotten out there. I think so. Just really, really. Just shock. And it's not ended. This is just a beginning. It shows you the depravity of man, though. The heart's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. You're watching it. You're watching it come apart before your very eyes. I've seen a thing like this in my life. Shock. I'm shocked to death at some of this stuff. And I put 4 years in the Marine Corps, folks. And I'm shocked at some of this stuff. It's amazing. Well, the good old-fashioned, old-timey preaching you heard this morning is the kind of thing that's... you don't have to be a PhD to understand what he said, do you? No, he spelled it out, plain and simple. There wasn't any wokeness in it, microaggressions, safe spaces. He just reared back and preached. Amen. That's the way it is. Amen. I'd like to get a lot of that crowd in the military. Of course, the military's changed so much since I was in there. But I'd like to get a crowd of woke today and take them back in 1964 at Paris Island, I'll guarantee you, baby. Woo, 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 woo. My, my, my. Well, God bless you, brother. Thank you. He touches a generation past. There's something about him that's different, and as always has been. It's like they're speaking. They're speaking through him. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. Yeah. It's the old preachers. They're speaking through him. Thank God for that. Amen. And pray for him tomorrow night. He said he's going back over here to Sand Mountain and at Trenton, Georgia, I believe you said it was. And pray for that meeting. We took our kids to a camp at Sand Mountain 40 years ago, long time ago. They had a good camp there, and then the tabernacle burned to the ground. Fred Vaught was the one that was over that. We had a good camp. I don't know what's that Sand Mountain now, but we'll pray that God uses this ministry there at Trenton. Amen. Well, God bless you, folks. I hope you got something out of this morning. Amen. I hope you got something. Amen. Big difference between this and most of the religious programming you see on TV, right? All right. We'll have word prayer and we'll let you go. I got what I needed. I wanted God to speak to me this morning, and he did. I wanted to hear something from the Lord, and he did. And when he does, you don't know what's coming, but when it comes, you know you've had it. You know it. You know it. You know it came. And I'm glad for that. I'm glad. Father, thank you, Lord, for the man of God, for the evangelist, the gift to the church. You said the evangelist is a gift, and you've given him to us. And Father, we pray that you'd bless him, bless his dear son over here that's trying to learn the Bible now, and his ministry. Open doors for him. We pray for the service tomorrow night, Lord. You do what you want to do down there in Georgia. I pray for those people, Father. I pray the Holy Ghost will move freely. We'd bind the powers of hell. You said whatever we bind on earth should be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth to be loosed in heaven. We come against Satan in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood covenant against him. Our Father, in Jesus' name now, and for his sake, I ask it. Amen. We'll meet again soon at 6 o'clock. Folks, be careful now. Be careful. Be careful. You know what happened in Buffalo, New York. Keep your eyes open. Be aware of your surroundings. Oh, yes, have a couple of men go to the back door and take up an offering for this brother. I plumb forgot. That's how long my memory is. I can't remember anything. Good night.